Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course. For years now, I've been telling you all about Pharmatan from Imogene Ingredients. Well, it's time to make the change and add Pharmatan to your cow's diet, to your calves' diet. Get that boost in health and increase feed efficiency. It all starts with nutrition, so add Pharmatan.
A 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls? Absolutely. At Birch Creek Angus, we believe if we can't stand 100% behind our bulls, neither should you. That's why we proudly offer a 4-year guarantee on every bull sold. Join the Birch Creek Angus crew Thursday, October 30th at the JBRM Ranch, Ruby Valley, Nevada, selling 80 bulls and 200 commercial heifers. Broadcast live on CCI.live. Catalog videos and sale information available at ranchchannel.com and birchcreekangus.com. Birch Creek Angus, home of the 4-year guarantee on breeding bulls.
Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us. Beckonize your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today is the anniversary of the first release of the first Farmer's Almanac. It was back in 1792.
Okay, wait, hold on. Did you say 1792?
1792, not like 1927. 1792 was the first release of the first Farmer's Almanac. And 52% accurate is what it's been over the lifetime of the Farmer's Almanac.
Only 52% accurate? That's it was way higher than that.
Well, it depends on what region, like some areas and some regions there is high as like 83.3% accurate. I think it's like 0% accurate myself.
Ooh, look at you. You kind of have a cold shoulder to it.
I just think the Farmer's Almanac is kind of dumb.
Okay, but
I'm sorry if some people are into it, but I just kind of never saw any relevance to it.
If you don't believe in the Farmer's Almanac, then do you believe in other wives' tales? Like my grandpa used to say, if there were a lot of berries on the bushes and the pastures, it was going to be a hard winter?
No. I don't believe in any of that, because you can go and you can justify all that stuff one way or the other. Just like 90 days after a fog, it's going to rain. Well, okay, give or take. I mean, of course.
What about the woolly caterpillar?
No.
You didn't even let me say it. The woolly caterpillar.
No, about the size of the brown on him.
You're breaking my heart.
No, none of that makes any sense. So I put zero faith in the Farmer's Almanac. I just turned to my weather guys, Beck.